We now come to the news from Seaford in New Haven, generously sponsored by Richard Foster Piano Tuning and Servicing.
A man has died following a collision in East Sussex, police have confirmed. Reports of a collision on New Haven Road in Lewes were made to police at around 11:45 p.m. on Friday, July the 11th. The road was shut overnight while emergency services attended to the incident. Following the incident, police confirmed that a man, 25, had died following the three-vehicle collision. A spokesperson for Sussex Police said, "Officers are appealing for information following a fatal collision near to New Haven on Friday night, July the 11th. Emergency services were called to the serious collision between three vehicles in Pidding Hoe Road, Lewes, at around 11:45 p.m. Sadly, a 25-year-old man is confirmed to have died. His next of kin have been informed, and our thoughts are with them at this time. The drivers of the two other vehicles involved also sustained injuries, and they attended hospital for treatment. The three cars involved were a dark grey Audi, a white Renault Clio, and a white Fiat Panda. Police are working to understand the circumstances and ask that if you witnessed the collision or may have information or dash cam footage to assist the investigation, you make a report."
A New Haven couple say they cannot cope with the conditions of their home anymore after years of trying to get black mould removed. Danny and Katrina Pateman got in touch with the newspaper to say they rent a Guinness Partnership house in Ivor Crescent. Danny, 48, and Katrina, 46, said they moved into the three-bedroom property 9 years ago and have had multiple problems since then. Katrina said, "We've had a serious amount of leaks, which has made the whole building deteriorate." Danny said, "We've got black mould and damp in every room in the building except the toilet." The couple said they have had emotional breakdowns due to the stress of the situation. Katrina said, "We just can't cope with it anymore. It's just too much." Guinness Partnership told the Sussex Express this week that they are committed to fully resolving any and all issues at the home, and said they have previously carried out significant works. The couple said that a major issue at their home started after they needed to have roof tiles taken off and refelted several years ago. They said this led to the discovery of a huge leak that had created a lake in the loft. They said contractors carried out repairs and decided to put in a new mains water line. But they believe this was fitted incorrectly with a wrong size pipe coming into the building. The couple said they have had no water pressure in their shower for 3 years now. They said they have been reporting black mould issues to the Housing Association for more than 8 years. Danny and Katrina also said that all the work has been carried out by Guinness Partnership or people subcontracted by Guinness. "They have been fully aware of everything going along," said Danny, adding that some pointing on the building needs to be repaired too. He also said all the windows and doors have black mould impregnated in the rubber seals. The couple are frustrated because they feel Guinness keep looking at the issues but not fixing them, Katrina said. "They come round, they take pictures, and then they do reports, and then they basically leave, and then that's it." They said they have filled in many Guinness surveys, put in several complaints, and contacted the Ombudsman but nothing has been solved. They added that painting over the mould just means it comes through again, and they want a permanent solution. Danny said that when he and Katrina first reported the black mould, the workers looking at it said they could not clean it because it was on a decorative coating, which they were told has asbestos in it. Danny added that some workers have not wanted to enter certain rooms because they have asthma. But he said, "Yet we live here, and both my daughters have serious asthma." Katrina said a damp and mould specialist has told them they should not be living in the conditions of the property. The couple also said they have had scaffolding up, on and off for 3 years now, with not much work being done. In response to Danny and Katrina's points, a Guinness spokesperson said, "Issues at Mr. and Mrs. Pateman's home have been long-standing, and we have carried out significant works to try and address these. Most recently, a surveyor visited the Pateman's home on 9th of June with our service manager following further reports of issues in the property, including damp and mould. The surveyor has issued his report, and we are arranging for contractors to visit Mr. and Mrs. Pateman's home to carry out these repairs. We have carried out works at the home and made attempts to carry out further work more recently. We completed repointing to the front of the building as required, and will remove the scaffolding as soon as we have Mr. Pateman's agreement for us to do so. We have also carried out some repairs to the plumbing. However, there was delay in this work being completed, and we apologise to the family for this delay and inconvenience, which was entirely our failing. The plumbing system means the water pressure upstairs is inevitably lower than downstairs. We are going to see if anything can be done to improve the water flow to the bath. There have been some occasions on which access to the home was not agreed, or the scope of works to be carried out was disputed. However, we are committed to fully resolving any and all issues at the home. We are very sorry for the impact on the family of ongoing and recurrent issues experienced."
As new restaurants, galleries, and a proposed harbourside development scheme take shape, New Haven is fast moving from its former status as the county's ugly duckling. Residents were furious that their environment had become a dumping ground for projects like an asphalt plant, metal recycling and waste incinerator. But new initiatives have encouraged people on the hunt for an innovative seaside experience to flock to New Haven from Brighton and Lewis instead of the other way round. And local people are delighted with their new image as townspeople living where interesting things happen. The latest attraction is Refinding New Haven Beach, a self-contained research project that will form the inspiration for an immersive community musical planned for 2026-27. It's piloted by playwright and opera libretto writer Sarah Clifford, who spent time in the town meeting local people at the Hillcrest Centre in May for a drop-in and story-sharing event. Visitors chatted to a friendly interviewer who listened with fascination to memories of the town, the beach and the harbour. Sarah, who lives in Lewis, said, "The event was, if you like, a jumping-off point. We had about 35 people who joined us with a variety of stories and memories, what they felt about the town and its changes. There were also three standalone drama, writing and art workshops on the day with Georgina Abound and Carol Harvard at Sea Haven Academy, marine workshops and the Hope Inn." This was the first step for Sarah in putting together an immersive musical co-created by the community of New Haven. She said, people shared memories of building sandcastles, eating hot dogs, playing on the amusement game, and kids racing on pedal cars. Alongside all of this, above the very industrial and fishing port, you have the rare chalk grassland on the cliffs. New Haven is a very special place, full of contrasts, full of hope, and packed with amazing people who deserve to have their voices heard. The project will support the community to celebrate its strong, unique identity at a time of transformation. For the second stage, Sawa will write the outline of a new text and up to three scenes inspired by these stories and memories to be workshopped this autumn. All the material will inform an application to ACE for a grant to run further workshops and interviews and write the full text for the musical. This will involve different styles of music inspired by the town and its people. It will take place in different parts of the town, culminating in a procession to the beach. The scheme is funded by the University of Brighton and New Haven Town Council. Sawa has written over 30 plays staged all over London and the UK. Her work has also been produced in France, Italy, Guadeloupe and Hong Kong. She was a writer on attachment at Chichester Festival Theatre, and her play, A Thousand Days, was a finalist in the Susan Smith Blackburn Award. In 2017, she received a British Council Artists International Development Fund grant to visit New Zealand, where she ran 12 Angry Women in Wellington at the Circa Theatre. In 2019, she was writer-in-residence for the South Downs National Park.
New Haven RNLI volunteer crew Sam Briggs achieved Tier 2 level passout for all-weather lifeboat operations following her final assessment afloat on Monday, July the 7th. But back at the station, congratulations were to wait. No sooner had the kettle boiled, pagers bleeped. Achieving Tier 2 status reflects a deep commitment to training and the ability to perform under pressure. It signifies that a volunteer crew has progressed and successfully completed training in more advanced skills and knowledge required for lifeboat operations. Volunteer Sam Briggs demonstrated she has the required level of proficiency. RNLI crew are expected to work efficiently as a team, and Tier 2 training emphasizes this aspect. Sam Briggs, volunteer crew, says, "The ALB was washed down. We were just about to settle down with a cup of tea. It was beautiful and sunny on the deck, and then the pagers went off. At 4:51 p.m. on Monday the 7th of July, HM Coast Guard requested launch of New Haven RNLI's D-Class Inshore Lifeboat, ILB. We were still in our kit, and there were plenty of hands to get the boat launched quickly. The request for urgent assistance came in from Seaford, where a woman was in trouble in the water. The 24th service call for New Haven's ILB this year. The lifeboat made best speed. The volunteer crew located the woman over 200 metres offshore. We train and we train some more. How to handle different weather conditions, navigate challenging waters, and perform complex manoeuvres. It feels good to pass out with Tier 2. It feels great to save a life. The New Haven RNLI crew assisted the woman onto the lifeboat and took her to safety. Back at the station, the team were finally able to congratulate Sam, who was rewarded with a chocolate muffin baked by Carol, wife of a fellow crew member.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Seaford and New Haven.